Email latedebate@rte.ie.
Hello again. Now, still with me in studio are Mary Siri Carney, Fine Gael Senator and Shannon Spokesperson on Children, Disability, Equality, Integration and Youth, Mairead Farrell, Sinn Féin TD for Galway West and the Party Spokesperson on Further and Higher Education, Thomas Pringle, Independent TD for Donegal, and Claire Scott, Political Correspondent with the Sunday Times. Claire, there's been a call on Simon Harris today to, quote, show real leadership and address the, quote, man-made passenger cap at Dublin Airport. He's not the first member of cabinet to be asked to do something about this. Who is making the call and what do they want him to do?
Yeah, so this was from the CEO of Emerald Airlines, that's Keith Butler, and he basically outlined this morning that every stakeholder in this is calling this madness, that it does need to be raised, and he's urging the Taoiseach and leadership in general to kind of take a hold of this. But I mean, ultimately, the government constantly refer to the fact that this is down to Fingal County Council to ultimately get this over the line. It's not something that they can enforce or bring in. Minister Lawless has been very clear on that with Ryanair as well in recent meetings. But yeah, they're coming under pressure, and I think action is being sought from all angles now.
Okay, and action of a different kind, inaction in some ways is being sought by some campaigners in the area, which include Louise O'Leary, who's been listening to us here on the phone. She's from Children's Rights Over Flights. If you could just tell us, Louise, first of all, who you represent and what you want.
Sure. Good evening, everyone. My name's Louise. I'm a parent of a little boy, and along with other parents, grandparents, other concerned people, we have come together to campaign against this aggressive call and relentless communications campaign, which is focused on increasing polluting flight traffic, even as the odds for our children and grandchildren are worsening with the escalating climate crisis. So that's who I'm representing. What we're asking is that the cap is kept and that children's rights, which have been entirely ignored and sidelined in this debate to date, are prioritised over this push for increased flights, which is really quite an unconscionable action when we think of what is at stake. Often in the relentless debates and coverage of this topic, the climate isn't even mentioned. Nor is the fact that, as per the DAA's application, an increase in flights to their specifications would lead to an estimated additional 750,000 tonnes of emissions on top of the millions that the airport already produces. And again, as I said, children's rights in relation to the climate crisis haven't been considered at all in this context.
And have you engaged with people, you know, in the area? What are, you know, there are obviously people, a lot of people who work in the airport who are keen to see it continue and thrive as an economic hub in your area. Have you engaged with them, and have you engaged with the local authority about your views?
So in relation to local workers, I know ICTU put out a statement recently, and obviously they represent lots of trade unions. I'm in a trade union also, and I don't recall my trade union ever being asked a position on this. So I'm pending a call with them to discuss. I suppose what we have to recognise here is that this cap our call isn't about decreasing flights necessarily, although that's, you know, something we need to consider given the state of the climate. But the cap is massive. It's 32 million passengers. What's being demanded here is action that is in direct opposite to what climate scientists have repeatedly told us we need to do to give our kids the best chance we can for a future, to protect them from the worst of climate harms. It is unequivocal that we have to reduce steeply and urgently the emissions causing the climate crisis across every sector. What is being proposed here is in direct opposition to that.
All right,
but one sector has a right to deny children the right to a livable future.
I'm sorry to cut across you there, but I suppose the cap was introduced not for reasons of the impact on the environment. It was based on the impact of the airport on the surrounding area, and specifically on access and the roads network and the inadequacy at that time of public transport. Is your fear now that if the public transport routes to the airport are improved, that there would be an impetus for the local authority then to change its mind on that cap?
I appreciate the arguments, which is really, to me, an administrative question around whether climate was a consideration or not. We can't administrate ourselves out of the physical reality of the climate crisis. And I think, you know, we have to be cognizant of the fact that things have escalated dramatically since the cap was in place. We would see the cap as a guardrail against expansionism in the aviation industry. They are one of three sectors which studies have shown are holding back climate action. Instead of reducing their core emissions, they're going in the opposite direction.
Okay,
but a case in point, just to finish this point, last year, Ireland used more aviation fossil fuels than we ever have before. And that's even as the odds for our own children are worsening. So I appreciate that the context of the passenger cap didn't relate to the climate, but we cannot deny that now it does.
Right. And I suppose, in essence, that's the question is, would it be your concern then that, you know, if the context in which it was originally introduced changed, that, you know, that change would be introduced, you know, that the cap could be lifted for that reason. And, you know, obviously, but I think you've articulated your point fairly clearly there on what your view is. Mary Siri Carney, you're, I suppose, the only Dublin-based rep on the panel here tonight. What's your view on the passenger cap at Dublin Airport and whether it should be lifted or whether it should stay in place, regardless of, I suppose, whether you think it's appropriate to intervene?
Well, I think, first of all, it needs to be, take this off. I think it needs to be a matter for planning, and that it goes through proper planning. It would be appalling for the Taoiseach to intervene. We wouldn't in any other setting tolerate a politician intervening in a planning process. So I wouldn't think that he should now. I think we've got to, I very much hear what Louise is saying, and it is important for us to consider that. But we also need to consider that we are an island nation, that we're relying on flights as connectivity, that we need to represent the need for our nation for inward investment, for ensuring that there is that connectivity to the for the business community and otherwise in the country, so that it is important that all of that is taken into context. The cap that is on is representative of a time when there wasn't the same infrastructure around the airport from a roads and accessibility perspective. So from that perspective, it is good that it is reviewed, and should it be lifted? I think we need to consider that Dublin has a massive population. I hear the arguments for rural, and I agree and will support them also. But the fact is, people come to Dublin. And they come to Dublin for business, and we should have a cap that is representative of the actual needs and the connectivity of Dublin.
Thomas Pringle.
Yeah, I actually don't think that the airport needs to increase the cap. I mean, if you look at around Europe, Charleroi Airport is 60 kilometres from Paris. Beauvais Airport is 80 kilometres from Brussels. And Dublin Airport is 10 kilometres from the city centre of Dublin. So I think what we should be doing is looking to develop other airports. There's quite a number of airports around the country. You have Knock Airport with a proper rail connection to Knock. You could be in Dublin city centre as quick as probably you can be from Dublin Airport. If the proper rail connections and proper infrastructure was put in place. The problem is that we won't see the proper infrastructure, and the problem is that Dublin Airport isn't getting it either. We're still talking, how many years have we been talking about a subway to Dublin Airport that still hasn't happened, and it probably won't happen for many years to come from now either as well. So I think we should actually be looking outside the box, and we should be looking at actually developing something completely different. I think Dublin Airport is a fine airport. It's working well. It has its cap. 30 million passengers, I would imagine, is huge for any airport, and Dublin Airport will survive long after that, and we should have balanced regional development and balanced development. We can even look at Auchnagalvin in the north, which isn't that far away. There's already a train line there to Dublin as well. So why not?
Right, I think it's the other way around, by the way. Beauvais is the one near Paris, and Charleroi is the one near Brussels.
But minor
point. Yeah.
Just on Shannon Airport, I mean, we know that there's actually capacity for 2 million extra passengers in Shannon without actually anything needing to be done. And I wouldn't be a proud West of Ireland woman if I didn't mention it, because it's only an hour from my house in comparison to Dublin. But like, we do have the likes of Shannon, where we have mention Knock, but you see, it's the side of town that I'm on, you know. I was actually saying like, you know, we do, you know, I actually do really believe that we should be looking at our regional airports, just in general. I mean, now, as somebody like, so for example, if you look at Limerick, right, as somebody who used to work in Limerick, I did, right, for years, and it, like, Shannon Airport definitely had a massive impact in terms of, like, you know, the jobs and the job opportunities that I would have had in Limerick, you know. Knock, obviously, is an extremely important airport for the West. Like, I was only messing about
Are they mutually exclusive?
No, I don't think they're mutually exclusive. So I'm just saying, I do think we should be focused on that.
Are you against lifting the cap on Dublin Airport?
Like, to me, it is it's something that came through planning, and it's something that has been a planning issue, and I actually would be of the view that politicians should not interfere in planning processes. You know, I don't think it served us well in the past. So I think that would be kind of my view in relation to it. I do also know that Emerald, and Thomas would know better about that, but the Emerald Airlines, you know, have raised concerns, and we know that there are 430 current cancer patients who use the flight, you know, to get to Dublin for their treatment. So we just need to make sure that everything is looked at its entirety. But as a woman from the West of Ireland who knows that, you know, building capacity in our regional airports should be seen as a positive thing, when we have a situation whereby Shannon can increase capacity by 2 million, well, isn't that a great thing? And we used to have a lot of flights out of Shannon that we just don't have.
What are your party reps' views, though? Do you know, on Fingal County Council, about, you know, the advisability of otherwise of lifting the cap, or do you have your own view on whether or not the cap should be lifted?
No, but the view, from what I understand, like, look, I'm not on Fingal County Council, I'm not in Dublin rep, but, like, I don't think the politicians should be interfering in the planning process. That would be my view.
Right.
That's very clear. Like, yeah.
And from a general business,
no, but I
economic
mean,
point of view, do you have a view that, you know, whether or not the cap should be lifted?
Well, no, because for me, it's something that has come through the planning process, and I don't think politicians should have a role in planning. As I said, I don't think it served us well in the past.
All right. The pressure is on, though, Clare Scott, isn't it? This is one of these things we've heard. You know, there are people in the area who, Louise articulated a very climate-focused point of view. I'm sure, you know, noise is another issue of people living beside the airport. They're vehemently opposed to this cap being lifted.
They are, but I don't actually get the sense from talking to leadership within government that that they're echoing that sentiment that Louise was expressing there in the call. I think from speaking with Minister Lawless, and I know just from comments that Jack Chambers, the Minister for Finance, has said, that the sentiment within government is to increase this cap and increase it to 40 million, and that there's frustration that this hasn't been done sooner, and that no one, I suppose, brought this up 17 years ago, you know, when it was first introduced, right, that ultimately we were going to reach this at some point, and changes weren't made back then. So I don't know if Louise would be happy to hear that, but that's what I gather.
Okay.